Frank.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Just getting ready to go and see about my hand again today. It's almost cured, but I got to go down and have a look and see what it says.
Yeah, I saw the picture in the paper after Nancy's opening the other night at Caesar's Palace, and I noticed you were still in the cast.
Well, it's coming along. It's a long time healing, but I'm really much better now, and I'm glad it's nearly over. And how's it going up there with that marvelous thing you're doing for me?
Oh, it is just unbelievable, Frank.
Great.
We did this before, and let me explain one thing to you. We had something in the neighborhood of 6,000 people commenting on the last time we did this, so we felt compelled to do it again, and we want to thank you because I know you are busy.
No, not at all. Listen, I'm flattered. I think it's one of the best things ever happened to me my whole 30 years. I think it's great.
Well, I tell you, there aren't that many people, you know, who would marry it. As a matter of fact, I think you're probably the only music performer who could marry 91 hours.
Oh, I don't know. There's some pretty good performers around, you know. But I'm delighted I was chosen.
How did Nancy's opening go the other night at Caesars?
Well, it was, as usual, you know, opening night jitters, but it went very well, and she was very charming, and it's a great show in that it has a lot of youngsters on it, but about 30 kids are up on the stage at one time. That doesn't include the orchestra. And they've got some cute costumes, and it's right up to date, and it swings, and it's bright, and they look good, and they happy kids, and it's just marvelous. I was delighted with it. They made a few changes. I talked to her this afternoon. Called her, and she said they made some changes, and it's tightened up now is what it needed after opening night, but it's fine.
I know you are busy, you know, trying to catch your next flight, but I'd like to ask you a couple of questions, if I may.
Sure.
What about Frank and Nancy's careers? What advice have you given them?
Actually, I haven't given them a heck of a lot because they never ask me about too much. And I've made it a practice to kind of stay out of their way unless they really have a problem that they can't solve. Not that I can solve them all either, but I'm delighted when they do come to me. Frank, I think, young Frank has only come to me once to help him. It was terribly funny, I thought. He said to me one time, "Will you please give me a hand with programming a show? I'm going into the New Frontier." And I said, "Sure." And he showed me his library list, the book itself, and I looked through the numbers, and we worked at it for a couple hours, and it was hysterical because he went right back to his own program that he did the last time he worked there. And I thought that this is great fun to come down and ask me and then use your own mind again. I thought he was really putting me on.
We've had questions from people since we started this at 6 o'clock yesterday morning.
Yes.
When are you coming to the Bay Area?
Well, strangely enough, one of the things I want to tell you on telephone is that we're preparing a movie called Callahan, and we're going to shoot it in San Francisco.
Oh, beautiful.
We should be shooting the first week in October for Warner Brothers, and it's a marvelous script, and it has to do with the police force and the melodrama. And it was going to be shot in New York, and I chose San Francisco. We changed it because I thought San Francisco has never... I don't think it's ever been photographed as well as it should be, actually.
Mm-hmm. What is Callahan about, Frank?
I play Detective Sergeant, and it has melodrama in it. It's had suspense, and it's a darn good script. It really is. Great suspense. And we're trying to get John Frankenheimer or that kind of fellow to direct it. We haven't cast the rest of the people yet. But it's coming pretty soon now. It came in a hurry, as a matter of fact. So we should be shooting about the first week in October, and we'll be there for about 8 weeks.
Since we're on the subject of motion pictures, what has been your favorite role that you've played?
I got a couple of them, I think. I did Maggio. I loved it because I felt that it was something I really understood. And then when I did Man with a Golden Arm, I liked that too. And then there were some lighter parts, like The Tender Trap and things like that. About 4 or 5 roles. The other ones I'd like to forget about.
Do you ever think of retirement?
I've been thinking about it. Not complete retirement, but I mean being involved from the other side of the desk.
Mm-hmm.
I've been thinking about that, but it's just a little seed in the back of my head. Nothing immediate.